Barn red, vision gray. Done the mother dance twice now, hissing pain. Wish that time's long march he could kiss away. Forcing open dark eyes ever since he's ripped awake. Brother, sister turning lucky three, this the day. Honey, could the doctor please get here at a quicker pace? They don't know he's finding papers to certificate the moment in the town hall. Couple gotta sit and wait. And our coat is getting awful waxy. Tries to call it back and feeling off and nasty. Fools disobey, sweat hard, she'll refuse to shout. Bright turns to the first two and he shoos them out. Mom-in-law's trying to keep him more behaved. Different now, more than horrid pain or being sore for days. While the doctor's passing through those orchard gates, Pear can finally face a filly's future with a forward gaze. Her voice pushing through the door, calling out. Bray responds, she responds, mom responds, all in shouts. Then a final push, she can even see her daughter crown. She's beautiful. Bright tends to the crops on a new day. They're building Ponyville a hospital too late. All the kids are too young for him to lose face. He pictures them when they've been grown enough for blue fates. Still making up a tally of their time together. Still making himself focus on the finer weather. They put her in the earth beneath a hidden stump. Her father didn't come. But stable now with just as many mouths to feed. Get up at the crack of dawn so as not to drown in dreams. Plow for weeks, working out the soil now to house the seeds. Maybe they'll forgive him when they sprout in spring, doubtfully. Tries to put the herd first, likes to get the dirt worked. On a night he worked late, Maud heard the first words. Once a bright cold who had not to miss. Awfulness, life's a blind road and now we're off of it. Cough and fit.
Fouled it out a little out. Fouled it out a little out.